Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, I'm Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is the real Dr. Avis, who is the media monetization mentor. She is also an award-winning author and international speaker. She helps entrepreneurs strategically leverage the power of the media to drive more leads and more revenue to their business's bottom line. Dr. Avis, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure to get to meet and interact with you in the green room. And you actually have a green wall, so we are like still in the green room. It just happens that we're live at the moment. I'm curious, I'd love everyone else to get to know you through your customer point of pain. What is your CPOP?
Business owners who are absolutely badass at what they do, but not enough people know that they exist.
So if you're hearing this and you know you're a badass, or you know somebody who is that in their business, but they're always wondering why enough people are not knowing about them, we need to listen more. So the real Dr. Avis. Tell me more.
Exactly. So, you know, I work with business owners who are just absolutely incredible and care so much about what they do. Business is important to them, but it's not just about the money. It's about making a difference through their products or their services. But they're frustrated because they can't really break through the noise to let people know that they exist. So I help them understand how to leverage the power of the media in order to drive more leads and ultimately more revenue to their businesses.
Mm. Got it. Simple.
Yeah.
And I think as I'm thinking about this, just quickly, it's a little bit more of what to say, how to say it, who to say it to. Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than just getting on any television show or any podcast or any radio show. When I work with entrepreneurs, I emphasize that you have to be strategic. You have to think about what sorts of media vehicles are my potential customers most likely to go to consume information. So we get very strategic about where they show up. And then in the back end, we get strategic about what sort of, you know, infrastructure, quite frankly, they need to have in the background of their businesses in order to drive the traffic through and capture that information so then they can go and reach out to them on the other side.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you. How do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, I started in this media game not as a PR agent, although I have the utmost respect for that profession, or as a journalist. I started really as a subject matter expert and a nonprofit executive. And through that work, I appeared for over 20 years now in the media in various different spaces, everything from CNN to the Washington Post, USA Today, MSNBC, you name it, I've probably been there. Except it wasn't until I ran into a toxic work environment that I ultimately had to shift and make that move from employee to entrepreneur. And it came at a very sort of, you know, unfortunate period of my life in which I was also going through a divorce. And I had to understand how to quickly move my business up in a way in which it would be successful very quickly. And one of the assets that I really had at that time was I knew that I had relationships in the media, and I knew that I had the experience of being in the media. And I thought, how can I leverage this experience and these connections in ways that can help me quickly drive success to my business? And so I've decided on, you know, I need to figure out how to do that. And so I developed a strategy that helped me to be able to drive media attention to my business in a very strategic way that helped my business be able to sort of elevate into a very successful realm very quickly.
Nice. And then you do that for others.
Exactly. Now I do it for other people.
And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I go about sharing it by really being able to help people figure out, you know, what's really going on with their businesses. As I mentioned, I work with people who are great at what they do. But they struggle because they don't really understand sometimes how to really maximize the power of their business, and they really don't understand how to make sure that they take advantage of the various different types of media in order to drive attention to their businesses. And so in essence, I help them with both the marketing side of what they do, as well as the sales side of what they do, and bring it together to create successful outcomes on the other side.
Got it. And in the green room, we had one more conversation.
Yes, exactly. So this is sort of like a heart space for me. One of the things that I've had the joy of doing for several years is go around the world, invited by various U.S. embassies to work with women entrepreneurs all around the world. And it's really an important piece of my life, and that oftentimes these women are in communities that are struggling in many ways. And they serve as the foundation of their families. And I believe they also serve as a foundation for these nations that have gone through a lot of hardship. But once they understand how to leverage this, you know, half of their population and use that to the good of the entire nation, when these women are able then to take their talents, their skills, and their work ethic and dreams and turn it into entrepreneurial success, they not only make a difference for their families and their communities, I think it helps nations rise. And so it's been something that I've been fortunate to do for several years now. And it really is a huge sort of heart-seeing thing that I continue to love to do.
That's really beautiful. And thank you for your service.
Sure, thank you.
So if you're listening or you're watching, and listen to me, and you're badass, and not enough people know about you, you're going to want to reach out to the real Dr. Avis. Avis, how best can people go about doing that?
Sure. Well, they can find out more information about what I do by going to perfectmediapitch.com. They can also find me at LinkedIn at Avis Jones DeWeaver.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And listen, you know how important the real Dr. Avis's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.